to what they can expect at the festival.
Great. I feel like if you're a Vancouverite and you've lived in Vancouver a long time, it's a quintessential part of Vancouver summer. And it's I've lived in Vancouver. I wasn't born and raised in Vancouver, but I've lived in Vancouver a really long time, 42 years now. So I arrived as a young person, and it took me a little while before I heard about the festival, but I started attending in the 90s. And it felt very Vancouver in that there's a very low key chill vibe, hippie vibe. That's evolved. I mean, the festival's 49 years old, so if you go back 49 years, we're right in the hippie era of and that's carried on, but it's evolved into today's hippies and people who are more free spirits and who I feel passionately embrace all the progressive, wonderful things that the world has to offer. And I feel like we've kept up that ethos, that mandate, and that vibe at our festival. Even though we still have old hippies, but we have young hippies that attend. And I don't know if I should be even using that term anymore. It
I
feels a
still
little
use
dated to me.
it.
A little, I would have been a young hippie. I sort of came of age in the 80s, and I was jealous of people who came of age in the 60s because it just seemed like a very cool era to musically and just where how the world was kind of exploding with so many differences. Like it was a generation that really changed the world, and we're still kind of evolving from that kind of explosion of the 60s, and in all women's rights, human rights, the world, global rights, just recognition of our inclusivity, of that's a great thing for the world. And I feel like we've made a lot of progress, and in the last couple of years it feels like we've had a lot of erosion on that progress. So it makes our festival even more relevant because we fiercely defend those values, and especially today.
Love to hear that. And for someone who hasn't been to a festival like this before, would you say that like typically people tend to come for the entire weekend type of thing? Because it does run from July 17th to the 19th. So do you find that there are people who like they buy their wristband, they come like all the whole, all of the days, or is there a lot of people who just kind of like come for the artists or a mix?
It's truly a mix, and we're the last few years we've had a lot of new first time attendees, and I feel like we make it easy for first time attendees. If there's one evening showcase artist that they're really excited about, you can just buy an evening pass, so it's quite affordable. And I feel too that there will be those attendees that will come for an evening, but they'll kind of get the vibe of the festival. It's like, wow, this is really cool. Maybe I want a full day of this. So hopefully they upgrade and maybe buy, or maybe they come Saturday night, like, hey, I'm going to come Sunday. I'm going to buy another pass. Or I feel like a lot of people will upgrade and do upgrade. And then there's our loyal attendees who've been coming for many years, and they just buy a weekend pass, and they buy it sight unseen. We do an early bird sale that without announcing any artists. So we have a lot of trust that they're going to have a great time, and they're going to see artists that they don't know they love yet. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of new artists that are making their debuts. We always feature artists from all over the globe, different styles, different cultures. It's just to me, it's like a vision of utopia for the world and what we hope for the world, and that, bringing together so many different people and everybody getting along and supporting each other and it being accepting and welcoming and all the things we hope for. And it's a weekend that we make this happen. It's like a little village that arises, a little Atlantis. And it's amazing the transformation in the park. Jericho Beach is just one of the most beautiful locations in our city. You can that never gets old. Like you can never tire of the beauty, the majesty of that park. Being in it's a beach festival, so that carries a certain vibe to it. And we build this little village, the stages, the artisan markets, the community markets, and it's just the park is brought to life. Like there's just tons of people around. There's families enjoying the family area, the little folks area. It's a multi-generation festival with people, with young people of all ages, from zero right up to really old. People who've been to every festival, and there are definitely people who've been to every festival. It's impressive.
Love
And
that.
then, the week after when we dismantle that whole thing and the park goes back to being its regular formation. Yeah, it's quite a transformation.
I love to hear that. And I mean, I love the fact that you brought up the location. So Jericho Beach is where it's going to be at. So guys, it's an outdoor event. Again, for somebody new, like, I mean, I like to walk everywhere with a water bottle. I would assume that that's okay to bring into the park amongst like blankets, that type of vibe.
Yes, so lots of advice on how to plan your day if you're coming for the whole day and evening. It can get hot in the daytime, so definitely wear layers. Wear layers, wear like a thin cover up because you want to cover up from the sun. Have your hat, have your sunscreen, sunglasses, all that. But come evening time when the sun starts to go down, you feel the chill from being right next to the ocean. Like it just cools right off. You want almost a full set of new clothes. Like you want, pants, sweaters. It's really fun to cozy up in a blanket and wrap a blanket around you. Like, the blanket that you're using on the ground during the day, wrap it around you, at night. Don't underestimate that it gets cold there. I've been to festivals myself, not and I go looking for the hoodie and the merch because like, oh crap, I'm freezing. I didn't realize it would cool down this much. So yeah, be prepared, and you can bring food, although you may not want to because the food trucks are amazing. There's such a great range of food. We definitely cater to people who like to eat healthy food, but there's the usual burgers and chips, but there's lots of healthy options too, and real variety of different kinds of foods.
Love that. And what are the hours sort of like? Like, let's say, I mean, the first day is the Friday, so that's more of like an evening type of
Yes,
thing.
it starts at the music starts at 3 o'clock on Friday, so nobody works on Fridays in the summer in Vancouver, so y'all can come at 3 o'clock. I know. And then we have the evening stage till close to 11 p.m. And we have a strict curfew at 11 p.m. The city has us, and we're usually pretty good at finishing right on time. So not too late at night. And Saturday and Sunday are the full days. We get rolling around 10:30 in the morning.
Okay, right on. So it's like a full, like literally you can spend your whole day there, which is so fantastic. Okay, for buying tickets and all the like, and even to find out about some of the artists that are performing, I would guess that we would head to the website.
The website is the best, yeah. So it's thefestival.bc.ca. All the art festival artists, as well as all the schedules, are up for each day. So a very special component of our festival and most Canadian folk festivals, and it's unique to Canada, I have to say, is our workshop stages, and we've kind of renamed them collaborative sessions. because that's really what they are. Like people, when they see workshops, sometimes you think, oh, I'm going to be taught how to play a banjo or how to play a recorder or how to. So they're more, we pair usually four groups, four artists together, and they play in the round, but the hope is that they collaborate together and start playing with each other where it's where they feel comfortable or appropriate. So my job as artistic director is to look at all the bands and who should I put together on the stages. So I look for those synergies that, and sometimes I just know, it's like, well, I know this artist has played with this artist and they're used to collaborating. So that's an obvious pick of putting artists together that I know have played together. And sometimes it's putting two very different artists on the same stage, and the synergies that they find are often surprising. Like, maybe a bluegrass band with a more global band that maybe you don't, it's not necessarily like what you think of as a collaboration, and sometimes it works great. Sometimes it doesn't. But the
Exactly.
fun is just the, being in that spirit of being in the moment and knowing that this is a unique stage. Like it's not a touring show. It's like it's them in the moment and being open to the spirit of playing together.
Love that. Now, we did plug the website, which is thefestival.bc.ca. I've been to the website and I noticed a little something called what is it? It is the blanket lottery. And I'm so
Blanket
curious
lottery, yeah.
if you could share what that is all about.
So yeah, the first attendees that get in into the gate, it used to be a term of endearment called the Birkenstock 500. The Birkenstock 500 was the rush to get to the main stage area down front, so you could put your blanket down and you could have be down front for the main stage shows, which are happen start at 6 o'clock at night. So there is a lottery involved, and I'm not sure how it actually works. That's more a question for my operations people, but people get entered to get their name in the draw so that they get in the gate first so they can get down and get their blanket down so they have their little piece of real estate for that day.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
It's very quirky, and I think other folk festivals in Canada have it as well. But I do know too that when we I have planned out the evenings since I've been at the helm for artistic direction to have a more dance oriented band for the last band of the evening. So the blankets and the tarps kind of go away, a little bit later because people start to get a little, they've been there usually a long time since 10:30 in the morning. So they're, and they want to get back first thing in the morning to do their Birkenstock 500. I love to just let the last set be kind of loose, and young people kind of just kind of take over the whole that whole front area of the main stage, and it becomes a big dance party. This year, no exception. We've got two African bands ending Friday night, Sunday night. That will bring that wonderful, incredible African rhythmic music that you have to dance to. That's what it is. It's dance music. And we have Ruby Waters on Saturday night, who's going to bring the party on Saturday night for the final show of the main stage. So know that, even though there's the blankets down front for the first part of the main stage evening, there is that. And we do mark off big areas, big swaths of areas on either side for anyone who wants to dance. So
Okay, cool.
I think you can feel really comfortable at our festival, whatever your vibe is. And we have 3 day stages, the east stage, the west stage, and the south stage. And I've really made the west stage is a very open stage, and there's a lot of room for dancing. And I've kind of put the more global upbeat bands on that stage. So all day long, kids anyone, like everyone dances at this festival. I don't mean to say that only youth dance. I dance, and we encourage everyone to get their groove on. So
Love that.
there's plenty of opportunity for that throughout the whole weekend.
I love it. And so 49 years the festival has been with us. Is there something different this year than, or maybe unique to this year than there hasn't been years before?
A few little changes. We always sort of do a big debrief after every festival and try to make improvements. I feel that especially the collaborative session stages, often we're just getting going and getting into things. So I've lengthened the set times for those stages because they always feel a little short, and maybe because each artist takes turns, sometimes some of the artists get a little shortchanged, or they don't get another turn, or we run out of time. That's always seems to be the thing. So I hope that's a nice change. Also, I've lengthened the artist set times a little bit from 60 to 70. Not a huge change, but I feel like people, same thing, like people feel it's a little short. So you'll get more of your favorite artist. And everyone seems to be on board with that. The artists love it. And I think a lot of, because we have three stages going at once, I think it'll give you a chance to get to see more of the artists. There's a lot of festival goers that walk away and it's like, oh my God, I missed that artist because I didn't get over to their stage, or I missed this. Too bad. They are all worthy of getting to see. So I want our attendees to be able to see more of the artists.
Love, love, love that. So again, everybody, Vancouver Folk Music Festival is going to be at Jericho Beach Park, July 17th to 19th. I'm going to ensure that I put the link to the website so that you can get tickets because this is airing on Wednesday. So there's plenty of time to still get your ticket, your wristband. The website URL is thefestival.bc.ca. Before I let you go, Fiona, is there anything that you want to share that maybe you had missed?
No, just please come and join us. It's a miraculous, great tradition for Vancouver. If you're a Vancouverite, it's a rite of passage. I think you deserve to at least have one festival in you, if you claim to be a Vancouverite. And we also obviously welcome visitors, and we do get a lot of visitors coming for our festival, so that's nice too.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, make 2026 your year, everyone, if you haven't already done so. Lastly, I just wanted to ask, I did plug the website, but are you also on social media channels as well, just for those who kind of use that a little bit more?
Absolutely. You can find us on Facebook, on X, on Instagram. Our Instagram especially is very active, and Blue Sky actually is new this year.
Right
Yeah,
on.
and what am I missing? I guess we're on TikTok. Not
Yes.
that I've
Okay,
been on our
awesome.
TikTok. I'm aging myself by saying I've not been on our TikTok's t channel, but it's there, I think.
I will, you know what? I'm going to include all the links and just because it makes it easy for people when they go to the show notes, they'll be able to click on all your socials and stuff like that so that they can be
Awesome. We got some
connected.
real fun videos like that are cycling through, and the artists are sending in their own little private messages on video. So that's really cool. We love that when the artists kind of come alive and welcome everyone to the festival.
Love, love, love that. Well, again, this is going to be my first festival this year in Vancouver, so I'm really, really excited, and I'm really excited to chat about it again on air afterwards. I'm really looking forward to it.
If you see me, come say hi, or just
I
like, yeah,
definitely
hopefully
will. I definitely will,
I'm
and
the
I can't
one
wait
that's
to
just
dance.
running from stage to stage, trying to hopefully not put out fires, but trying to make sure it's all going smooth. I kind of it's my marathon weekend. I just like Yeah, I get my exercise, that's for sure.
I love it. I love it. Well, again, Fiona, thank you so much for joining me today, and I am so looking forward to having a lot of fun in, wow, a couple weeks.
Great. Thank you, Nicole. Great to meet you. See you at the
Likewise,
beach.
definitely.
Setting things up.
Studio 6, CGSS video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
So, did you know that in last month you were the top of the electronics chart?
I did, and I was so pumped. It was amazing. Yeah.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
I find, like, you know, if I'm coming from a place of my own experience, then I can just expand upon it and be like, so this happened to me, and like, why? And how does that affect me? And how does it affect other people who are going through the same thing? And
watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Hello, hello. Before the break, we heard about the Vancouver Folk Festival, which is in its 49th year, taking place on Friday, July 19th to Sunday, July 21st at Jericho Beach Park. And a link for wristbands or tickets are going to be in today's show notes. And guys, can you believe it? Just like that, we are officially at the end of the show. If you are a listener of Speak Up, tomorrow host Jesse will be sharing some interesting stories and music. So, you know, make sure that you join us from 10 to 11. Also, if you're in Vancouver this weekend, the Catalano Street Party 2026 is happening from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. in Kitsilano, and CJSF will be there. Find our table and meet CJSF summer student team Stella and Hallelujah. And yeah, they're going to be there hanging out. You know, they'll have some stickers. Come and hear about the station and all the things that you can get involved in. And then next up, we're going to have Democracy Now!, but I am going to play us out with two tracks, starting off with Winnipeg pop star and songwriter Begonia with her song Conditional Love, and that's off of the album Fantasy Life. And then we're going to have Orca Kogan follow that with the track Honey, and that is off of the album Hard Hearted Woman. I want to thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Two men get out of one car, three-piece suit, four shoes on, smooth heads reflecting the sun, block gates to parking lots, drove past the Hollywood sign, drove past Hyperion Drive, no one can stop my drive, drive until I grow the wings to fly. Don't go out past it.
you heard a song, climb the tree and